The Indiana University Board of Trustees met Thursday, and we're confronted with some good news and some bad news. First, the bad news. The state usually helps out the university on building projects, but with cuts in the state budget and nearly $200 million in IU building projects this year alone, the university will be taking on more debt than usual. IU has a plan to pay off those debts over the next decade, but inflationary fears and other revenue concerns prompted worry-tinged questions from the trustees. IU Treasurer Mary Frances McCourt says the university needs to be ready for new pressures to balance revenue and expenses in the coming years.
We've had cash cows, you know, delivering very healthy, strong, consistent cash flows where we're now going to reinvest in those. And so some of that cash will be coming off the table. Or as we look toward being more green, you know, we may impact revenue sources. You want less kids to drive, you're going to have more, you're less parking permit, you know, that kind of stuff. So you got to measure all that as we move forward and make sure we stand on our own 2 feet.
Trustee Tom Riley says there's talk in academic circles that current university revenue and spending strategies nationwide are untenable. He says IU will have to be judicious on how it proceeds financially in the next decade or longer.
If we're going to be successful, we have to be excruciatingly tight in terms of control of our expenses going forward. At the same time, we have to build the funds to provide for a robust future. And in any environment, that is a very tough, schizophrenic mission to be following.
McCourt agreed and cautioned that the university and the rest of the world's economies aren't out of the woods yet.
We've come through the short term, this disaster of the last year in the overall economy, but the medium to long term pressures remain, and maybe some of them have not yet unfolded.
And now for the good news. IU is well on its way to cutting its budget to coincide with reductions from the state.
Well, we're 25% of the way through the year. We're 3 months in out of 12, and we're 40% of the way to go, so we're actually a bit ahead of schedule.
That's IU Vice President Neil Theobald.
Every time there is someone who leaves the university, half of their salary and benefits goes into this pool, and at the current rate, clearly meet that by, as Steve was mentioning, by about April.
As a result, Theobald says there will be no cuts to staff, and a salary freeze may even be lifted next year. The poor economy has also led to a delay in retirement for many IU faculty and staff. Theobald says 100 or so usually retire each year, but it's been only 15 to 20 over the past 12 months. President Michael McRobbie also stressed at a recent university retreat that the school needs to hire prominent faculty in order to attract high-caliber and international students. And that's one of the main reasons IU has decided to undertake hundreds of millions of dollars in renovations and new construction. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.